conclusion of the story we had before, the jealousy.
Conclusion of how the retainers envied the king's favorite slave. The story of the king and the emirs and their envy of the favorite slave and lord of wisdom. This tale has been left far on account of the powerful attraction of the discourse. We must turn back and conclude it. The happy and fortunate gardener of the kingdom, how should not he know one tree from another? The tree that is bitter and damned, and the tree whose one is 700. How in rearing should he deem equal when he beholds them with the eye of the end? What fruit those trees will ultimately bear, though at this moment they are alike in appearance. The sheikh who has become seeing by the light of God has become acquainted with the end and the beginning.
You see, up to here, what is he talking, really? He forgot about everything. He said, okay, on conclusion of my story, but we don't see the story here. He stopped and said, huh, everybody was jealous because of this? What a stupidity. First of all, I'm talking about the king. King doesn't know who is who, so this is stupid. If king is a real king, so he knows everything. So he knows this slave is better than the other one. So what? Understand that one first. We talked about it, didn't we? Last paragraph we said, you cannot see it. There are exceptional people, they can see it. So when those exceptional will choose something, do not doubt them. I'm talking about a sheikh choosing one murid. How do you feel about it? You should feel very enchanted because you are there when a gift is being given from someone to someone else. You just happen to be there. Be very happy. That's it. Because when we talk about this sheikh, we talk about the Yanzuru bi Nurillah. This is very a strong statement. They look, they see by the light of God. We say the light of God is in them, that's how they see. What do they see? Oh, suddenly you think that, okay, now I understand. In their brain, they have these several different screens, and they check this stuff, they check that stuff, they are looking around, they are very clever. They say, no. That light I was talking about and looking, there is only one thing to see. What is there to see? It's at the beginning and the end, which is one point. To know what's going on. Not looking at the details. You say, these people, they are Yanzur bin Nurullah, means they are looking with the light of God. And they know the end and the beginning, means they know what the process is. How? They close the eye, which is looking here in my plate, and they looked at the further ahead, what's happening. All the things that we're talking about happens, is there. It's up to you how to react to them. Accept it or deny it. Understand it or fool around. Yes?
He has shut for God's sake the eye that sees the stable. He has opened in priority the eye that sees the end. Those envious ones were bad trees. They were ill-fortuned ones of bitter stock. They were boiling and foaming with envy and were starting plots in secret that they might behead the favorite slave and tear up his root from the world.
Okay, too much soap opera here. A lot of people going around planning to kill this favorite one. What's going on? Why are we talking about this? Because of you. Because in you, all the different parts of your ego, means all the owners of those different blocks of the wall you're sitting on, they want to kill this one. You know why? Just because he's the chosen one. That's enough for them. That's the point of jealousy. Because me, as the spirit, as the real me, I prefer my heart. Then, all my different part of apple, whatever it is, they become jealous of this one. Just because they're jealous, because this is what the animal is. I'm wakening up the non-animal part of me. All the animals will envy it. This is how it happens. It happens here. Yes?
How should he perish, since the king was his soul, and his root was under the protection of God?
Means, understand this, that you cannot kill that one, because that one has a protection. Remember the first protection? The first protection given to the heart. Anyone?
Satan can't go in.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Satan can't go in.
The Satan can't go in. The knowledge cannot go in. It is safe. They made it to be safe. They don't let the Satan in. That's what the heart is. When we say it is preferred, we mean it's really preferred, because that's a preferred part of us. It's guarded. You cannot kill it, but you could imprison it. Yes?
The king had become aware of those secret thoughts. Like Bu Bakar Yurab Babi, he kept silent. In the spectacle of the hearts of ill-natured ones, he was clapping his hands at those potters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what does that mean? Needs a little bit of translation, maybe even cultural translation. First of all, in that part of the globe, what you call it, I don't know, what you call it, Middle East, when they want to, when they are very happy, and they snap, they do this. This sound to them means a lot. So, when a very strong and nasty fellow is trying to push them, secretly they do this, they laugh at him. This is a kind of a joke is here. But there is something a little bit more than that. That's why he brings in the name of Abu Bakr. That they could control themselves. They don't react. They act. We react. The animal reacts. Because that's the structure of brain, isn't it? To react to environment. They act. They don't react. So they control themselves. They see the bad stuff, but they laugh at the people who believe that this bad stuff will win, because there are a lot of people who believe that the animal is the winner. We call them what? We call them juhud. Means they believe in jihad, they believe in personal effort. So they're looking at it and say, yes, this is what we will do, although they are reactions. They said, these guys that I'm talking about, these exceptional people that I'm leading you towards, I hope one day you will become one of them, they don't react. They look. They see the misery. They don't become angry. Yes, they feel pity, but they control themselves. And yes.
Some cunning people devise stratagems to get the king into a beer keg. A king exceedingly grand and illimitable, how should he be contained in a beer barrel, old donkeys? They knitted a net for the king, after all. They learned this contrivance from him.
See, suddenly there is a revolt. First was the plan to attack this slave, the chosen one. Now it developed to trapping the king even. Because that's what this ego does. If you let the intelligence, it will dominate your soul, it will dominate everything, because it's dominator. Salite. By nature, the intelligence wants to dominate. You say, he will try to dominate. The other ones, because they are peaceful, they sit down, they joke, they don't take it seriously. They go further, they want to do that. Why am I talking about this? Because of you. It's in you I'm talking about. Because one of the habits that you learn in educational system, talking about educational system. What is educational system? I'm a little bit confused because looking around, I know that in the city I'm living in, there are more than thousands and thousands of organizations organized to teach science. And there are only a few handful places that occasionally they talk about training the spirit. How come? How come that it's not half and half? In the morning, learn the job and a specialty. In the afternoon, learn to be a humankind. Anyhow, in this education even, what did you learn? You learn that the teacher is your opposition. Try to cheat the teacher. Try to cheat even the exam. That attitude, I know is there. Because, it's not because of now, in time of Rumi was there, 2000 years was there. This is the attitude of the class. I said, ha ha ha, pay attention to this. Yes.
Ill-starred is the pupil that begins rivalry with his master and comes forward. With what master? The master of the world, to whom the manifest and the occult are alike.
You see, Z-O-P-T-T-T to one of these students, which we try to compete. He was the word Nas here, means bad omen. The bad omen is a student who tries to fight with the teacher. What teacher? I mean the teacher of the teacher, the master, who sees everything, who knows everything. Because there is someone in you who knows everything. You know that it's not your brain. There is one part of you who knows everything. Your brain is like an online computer. It knows about now and it has some memories and that's it. But there is another part of you who knows everything about you. It's your heart. Because the feeling is over there. And feeling is not limited to the time. You have even the feeling of the childhood. So there is that other part of you. When you start to fight with this teacher, what will happen to you? Oh, we talked about this teacher. Who is this teacher? The one who is Yanzur bin Murillah, the one who sees with the light of God. That one I'm talking about. Yes?